10 months until bottling. So the color on this is a translucent ruby. You can almost read through it. More on the edges. I find this a little bit darker than I usually like my Pinot Noir to be. So that California where they, the dirty little secret of California is they don't never make 100% Pinot Noir. This one is 100% Pinot Noir according to them, though. But the color is coming from this over-extraction, or not, I mean,
extra-extraction.
I'm calling it over-extraction, but I don't think they would call it that. So this, all those punch-downs are giving a lot of extraction in the color. You know, the dirty little secret of California Pinot Noir is it's never 100%. It's always Grenache or Syrah, or it's usually Syrah, a little bit of Grenache. Some people use Bonarda.
Syrah.
I won't mention names. To give that sweetness that should not belong in a Pinot Noir. But hey, it's popular. People drink it. Buy it in a grocery store. Anyway, let me get back off my high horse. Beautiful Thank color. You. Little highly extracted. The nose is, for me, was all about cherry and pomegranate. There's a mushroominess, that forest floor, that umami. I get a lot of great raspberry coming out as well. Publix had BOGO raspberries this past week. Mm. I've been eating a lot of raspberries, and the raspberry is definitely here.
See, that's where you went wrong. They also had prime rib on sale, so that's what I bought. Yeah. You messed up. You made an error.
My parents are vegetarian. We've been staying with them because my parents have been sick. So.
And you still talk to them?
We have to take care of them, man.
Vegetarians?
My dad's been in and out of the hospital.
That's very inconsiderate.
It is very inconsiderate to be vegetarian.
They eat my food's food.
I know.
What have I ever done to them? Why do they don't like me?
So, you know, it's only 5 days out of the week I'm there. So 2 days out of the week, I'm eating meat, at least. So thank God for my wife taking care of them. I would be dead without her. But anyway, back to this.
There are many reasons why you'd be dead.
Yeah. BOGO raspberries at Publix right now, if you're down here in Florida. This is a raspberry bomb. The pomegranate's there. Again, that forest floor. Gorgeous on the nose. I could just smell this one all day. On the palate, let's try again. Tons of fruit, but intertwined with gorgeous spice. I get licorice and clove with the forest floor notes. The other thing is what really set this off for me is the texture. It's not a super high acidic wine, despite what you might think based on the nose I gave you. It's got a creamy texture. I love it. So creamy. Hints of spice, lots of fruit. You buy yourself a bottle of this. Maury, what do you think?
Well, I must admit, a lot of the Pinots I've had lately have been a little bit thin, and I love the fact that this had so much going on. I agree with you. It had that mushroomy, musty, foresty floor quality to it, a little umami. It had plenty of fruit. It definitely had lots of raspberry.
Umami. Umami.
I agree with everything you said, Harm, as much as I hate to admit it. It really has a lot going on in the glass. And like I said, a lot of the California sparkling producers have started to bottle their still Pinot. And this is a nice expression. I really enjoyed it.
I've had some really bad ones. This is not that.
No, some of them have rushed it and they're not good at it. But this is not that at all. This is really, really nice. And we'll be back.
Absolutely. As long as they're pouring wine, I'll be back. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. On the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Back, and we were just finishing up our thoughts on the Domaine Carneros Pinot Noir Estate 2021.
Pinot Noir, Merca.
Yeah, and as I said, you know, as far as Pinots go, I thought this was a delicious California Pinot. I really, really enjoyed it. It's well made. It's terrific. It's not a cab, but as far as Pinots go, this is a nice, full-bodied Pinot and not that thin, kind of wimpy Pinot.
And it's not what you would expect from Domaine Carneros. That's the thing that I kind of dig about it. It's like...
How so?
How great their sparkling wines are... But then they can literally pivot 180 degrees.
Well, they're growing world-class Pinot grapes, and this shows
exactly.
It. But world-class fruit.
But then turn around and make this. That's the thing. It just shows.
More difficult than you might imagine. Like I said, I've tasted some horrible still wines from California sparklers.
Exactly. I mean, you know, some don't do it well.
The California sparklers are, you know, they're serviceable. They're decent, inexpensive sparklers. They taste fine. And then they put out a Pinot Noir that tastes like what? Went wrong. Mm-hmm. What did they screw up here?
But that's not the case here. This is excellent. I mean,
I'm not allowed to name
I get
names.
A lot of tobacco leaf. I get names. That cedar. There's huge tobacco box on this.
I don't get a huge tobacco box. There's a little bit. I get it. You're right. I
agree. You got it, but not huge.
And then you get, there's that tartness. There's that little bit of cranberry. There's a little bit of raspberry. And again,
I missed the cranberry. It came across as pomegranate to me.
I go back to the, you know, there's that herbal forest floor herbaceousness, that little bit of earthiness to it.
Ooh,
I think it's really well done. I think this is an excellent Pinot.
And it's really improved with air. I've traditionally always been a believer of decant your Pinots. They really benefit from air.
It depends on the Pinot, but definitely stuff of this quality.
Yeah, but I find that the air always helps. It never hurts. And so if you have the time, the ability...
You're a spoiled man. Cheaper wines, too much air makes them turn to vinegar. You are so spoiled. You're drinking the good stuff.
No,
spoiled.
Sorry.
You idiot, show up for the show. I've been setting up equipment, decanting wines for 3 hours before you get here. So.
Nice.
We're going to be rating the Domaine Carneros Pinot Noir Estate 2021.
And upgraded.
Well-deserved. Four sips.
Yeah.
I think it deserves the upgrade. Good job, guys.
Mm.
Bob, you want to tell us about the next winery?
Or is that my turn?
I think it's me.
Bob.
No.
All right, so...
Don't be a mic hog.
I didn't change... I was listening sort of in the meeting, but not much. I didn't change my notes.
Wait, you listen to this show?
Sometimes. In the meeting before the show.
Oh, nobody listens to
the show again.
All right, so our next winery. So, Rich Frank founded the Frank Family Vineyards in 1992 and is actively involved in all aspects of the winery, from vineyard purchases to sales to marketing to hosting VIP groups into tasting rooms. Before becoming a vintner, he was the chairman of Walt Disney Television and Telecommunications and headed Disney's syndication arm, Buena Vista. So he was president of Walt Disney Studios for nearly a decade and oversaw the development of the Disney Channel. So this is a guy who knows how to run a business. The Frank family winemaker and general manager, Todd Graff, who is a graduate of the UC Davis with a degree in plant science and viticulture, came to Frank Family Vineyards in 2003. Prior to becoming the vineyard manager there and coming to Frank, he was also at Phelps Vineyards, Stag's Leaps, Schramsberg, as well as a couple of wineries in Moselle, Germany, as well as Saint-Emile in France, and Australia's Hunter Valley. He directed the construction of the Frank family's state-of-the-art winery in 2008. And he worked closely with Mr. Frank in the acquisition of the historic Wood Ranch Vineyard in Rutherford in 2012. In 2020, he was named the Napa Winemaker of the Year by the North Bay Business Journal. In 2022, he was voted the best winemaker in the Reader's Poll for the Napa Valley Life magazine.
Wow.
So,
very impressive.
Pretty cool. The funny thing is
he's got that Disney money.
Well, here's the thing. That ain't the only Disney money in the valley. There's a couple others.
I know.
I think Silverado, I think, might have some Disney money, too. So.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of Silverado. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, as opposed to this one. So the first wine we've got from them is the Frank Family Carneros Chardonnay 2022. This is 14.4% ABV, 100% Chardonnay, barrel fermented in 34% new, 33% once used, and 33% twice used French oak barrels. for 9 months with partial malolactic fermentation, with regular batonnage, which is the hand stirring of the leaves, while aging to promote depth and longevity. The fruit was sourced from the estate's own Lewis Vineyard and addition from some neighboring vineyards, including Beckstoffer Vineyards in Napa Caneros and San Giacomo Vineyards in Sonoma Caneros. So on the palate, it's got...
The color first.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking. It's got a slight, like, straw, almost glowing, almost like... slightly greenish edge to the glow to it.
I was going
to
say
that I'm holding it up against a white piece of paper, and that's where I'm really noticing sort of that greenish hue.
Really not seen that before, but you're absolutely right.
It's got
right.
green glints because it's a young Chardonnay still. Yeah. It's got so much age to do, even though it's been held for 9 months in the barrel already. And it's a 2022. This is a Chardonnay you could put down for a few years.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not common in California.
No, I agree.
On the nose, I'm getting white flowers. There's a strong green apple. I'm getting a little bit of a Myers lemon to it. A little bit of vanilla. And on the palate, let's see. On the palate, nice, round, firm body to it. Medium acidity. A little bit of vanilla, a little bit, almost like a...
Did you read my notes?
Like a vanilla pastry cream.
I swear you read my notes.
Cheating's allowed.
Sorry. No, he didn't read my notes. He's way over there on the other side of the table.
I'm over here just sort of contemplating. Yeah. This is so well done. Just so well done. I mean, there's cougar juice. And there's real Chardonnay.
Yeah.
This is real Chardonnay.
Cougar juice. This is not the over extracted big butter bomb with all the oak. This is
you're stealing my thunder. Balanced. But it's okay. Just take my turn. Just take all my thoughts.
Is it your turn?
You're coming right into my head and just taking them right out?
Fine. Okay, you go first.
No, I insist. Yeah. You go ahead.
All right, fine.
Finish your
thought. I'll do it. I it's beautiful golden with the green glints, which again we were talking about means this wine is still young. I got buttered pears. Buttered pears, green apple.
Definitely there.
There's a hint of tropical note. I'm going like green guava. Not the pink guava, but green, yellow guava and nose vanilla.
I don't know what a green guava tastes like, but I'll take your word for it. This is delicious.
His mother didn't like him. She didn't. Green
does not mean underripe. Guava comes in the yellow skin and the green skin, and the flesh can be white or pink, depending on where it's grown.
That's true.
So seeds can be really hard and break your teeth, or they can be soft and chewy. The ones I used to get in India were the pink inside. These are the green inside. These are the white. This is the white flesh guava, and not as ripe as the pink flesh guava, and the vanilla. Anyway, I was lucky to have good guava when I was a kid, and sometimes down.
I've met your mom. Yeah. You're lucky with food.
What happened?
Yeah.
Now you can't get good guava down here. What's going on?
Yeah, he's right on that.
You got to go to the Indian grocery stores. Yeah. Anyway, the palate, medium acidity, just like you said, Bob. Yeah. Good weight in the mouth, though. Not overly creamy. It's so balanced.
Yeah.
It's got some malolactic, but it is not overly creamy or buttery. It's so beautifully constructed that it's not, like you said, cougar juice. It's not overly oaked. It's not overly buttery. It's just right down the middle.
So much.
All the beautiful
so
qualities
many of them. It's
that
just
you like.
Mellow, just buttery, drippy, like. Popcorn butter.
No, it's not that at all.
Which, look, you do what you got to do to sell a product. I get it. And people, people who like that.
There's a market for it. There definitely is.
Absolutely. But this is not that. This is a proper Chardonnay.
No, this is really lovely. You can taste the French oak as well as
the spice comes through.
There's definitely that
the vanilla
spice.
From the vanilla from the American and spice from the French.
Yeah. Correct. It's got a voluptuous mouthfeel. It's just delightful on the palate. For me, the finish goes all day. It's just all day. Just the finish hasn't quit.
I think they choose well doing the first third new, the second third first, once used and second use French. That second use is pretty much neutral by that point. But the oakiness is there, but it's not. It's over-oaked. Just so well balanced. There's a little bit of mallow. But not too much. There's a little bit of oak, but not too much.
See, as this one's warming up, the oak is becoming more prominent. I think I liked it a little bit colder than it is.
Yeah, it is definitely coming out the more warm it gets.
I think I liked it a little bit when it was a little more cold. Mm-hmm. And at this point, the wine's a little bit too warm now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Take a fresh pour. It's right in front of you. So.
Where's the bottle?
No, I disagree. I'm enjoying the extra oak that's coming out. It's fun to watch it evolve in the glass. I think it's delicious. It's so well made. You know, Frank Family is a little underrated, but their wines are very well made, and I've always enjoyed them.
All right. Well, we're going to be giving the Frank Family Carnera Chardonnay 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that brings us to the Cabernet Sauvignon.
Thank you, Bob. The next wine is the Frank Family Napa Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. Comes in at 14.5% ABV. It is 87% Cabernet Sauvignon, 6% Merlot, 5% Petit Verdot, and 2% Cabernet Franc. It's aged 20 months in 33% new and 67% once and twice filled French oak barrels. There's a theme there. Sourced primarily from their estate, S&J Vineyard in Napa's Capwell Valley, and their Benjamin Vineyard located on the valley floor and in the heart of Rutherford. Additional vineyard sources include neighboring Quarry Vineyard and Round Pond Estate in both Rutherford, as well as Deloise and Shooting Star Vineyard located in Napa Valley.
I haven't had Round Pond forever either. That's another good one.
This wine has a deep, dark, brooding, purple, inky color. It's got a really inviting nose, very classic California Cabernet. On the palate, it's voluptuous, it's delicious, it's got mouth-coating feels. It's a classic California Napa Cabernet. You've got notes of tobacco and licorice and spice and old leather. It's mouth-coating. It has a beautiful medium to long finish. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was extremely well made. Harm, what did you think?
Did you say mouth coating? I thought you said like 4 times. Anyway, so I got cassis, vanilla, cherry, black cherry, herbs, and it's got a really nice medium tannins. It is really nice, very well made, medium long finish. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's beautiful.
Good.
And again, I think a great value. Their wines are value priced. They're not cheap, but they are not expensive. They're not overpriced.
Well, that's the thing I've always liked about Frank is they're very well priced for the quality you get. They're great wines.
Well priced for the quality.
We're going to be giving the Frank Family Napa Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 4 sips, guys.
That's 2 for 2.
Great job. Yeah.
Good job, guys.
So that's going to bring us to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one quickly because we're running out of time.
We're running out of time. Okay, so thanks, Bob. Sullivan and Rutherford Estate was founded by James O'Neill Sullivan in 1972 after acquiring the 26-acre Rutherford property from the Garon family in 1978. He planted Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot vines, on the advice of legendary winemaker Andre Chelyshev. James Sullivan worked with celebrated architect John Marsh Davis, known as the most acclaimed representative of the Frank Lloyd Wright aesthetic, to design the vineyard and the vineyard home and production facility. The structure is a unique architectural jewel built with a geometric precision. Concentric circles were used to place the structure on the property and a cardinal representation. The house is perfectly oriented north-south. Winemaker Jeff Cole earned a degree in wine and viticulture from California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. He worked with Schramsberg and J. Davis Vineyards prior to coming to Sullivan Rutherford Estate in 2013. He became head winemaker in 2015. Our only wine from them today is the Sullivan Rutherford Estate Coeur d'Avine, Heart of the Vine in 2021, 14.8 ABV, 80% Cabernet Sauvignon, 14% Merlot, 6% Petit Verdot. It's Napa Appellation, aged for 20 months and 60% new French oak. The wine is a number 75 in the 2024 Wine Spectator for Top 100 Wines. The color is absolutely beautiful, opaque garnet with clear to violet rims. So showing it's still got a lot of youth. The nose. Now, this wine was double decanted. Oh, we're losing time. This wine was triple decanted because I had to do another decantation to get the air in. Plum, blackberry, blueberry, firm tannins, huge. Bring me a steak. Do we have time for anybody else to talk about
this? I agree with you. I thought it was voluptuous, delicious, amazing. Really my favorite wine of the day. I thought it was extremely well made, very well balanced. A classic California Napa Valley Cabernet. Loved it.
I can't really add more to that. I mean,
because we don't have time. Because there's only three of us and we still took too long.
Yeah, I know. It's well, we've had great wines and this one was fantastic.
There's a lot to say.
So, number 75. So, I mean, number 75 on the top 100 wines of the year in Wine Spectator. So, you can't beat it. Sullivan Rutherford Estate Cordo Bean 2021. Five sips. Good work.
Oh, my goodness.
So that takes us to our last one, which is our Dariush Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 25th anniversary release. We're going to go the really fast on this. 15.4% ABV. This is their 25th anniversary release. Absolutely fantastic wine. Black cherries, dark berries, cedar on the nose. Huge mouthfeel. It's like chewing a piece of meat. What do you think?
The tannins here are not the silky ones.
No, this is definitely a much more chewy wine, a bigger, bolder expression. Goes great with a chewy steak. Loved it.
This one is, again, it's Dariush. We've never had one from Dariush that wasn't fantastic. Everything we've ever had from Dariush has been fantastic. But I think they did an amazing job with this. This one required triple decantation and aeration. But once we got
this
thing going.
We're drinking these
young. Yeah, it's, we should have the snot knocked out of us for drinking them this early. But between this and the Sullivan, I'm the happiest guy in the room.
There you go. Thank you.
Absolutely
for getting
happiest guy in the room. Dariush, five sips.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just sorry we got long-winded and had to rush the last two. But again, Sullivan, grab it if you can. But Dariush, grab it if you can. So, gentlemen, it's been a pretty good day.
Not bad.
Thanks for having me in the basement today. Really nice.
I'm glad I only have to share this bottle with a couple of you other heathens.
Yeah, the basement did not stink today. I think we did quite well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your hosts, the good old boys, will see you all next time.